Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Guy Sormont back on the show. Guy is a 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of the France Amerique, a monthly bilingual magazine about French culture. He's a contributing editor with City Business Journal, one of France's leading public intellectuals. We've known that for a long time. He's the author of dozens of books, including Economics Does Not Lie, which we helped him launch on this show a few years ago, and he's our good friend. And by the way, he's not in France today. He's in New York. He's joining us over here on this side of the pond. Guy Sormont, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and good morning to you.
It's good to have you back. So, Guy, the United States and France has had a stormy relationship over the years, hasn't it? I mean, we've had mostly we've been allies and on to the extreme level. Your country helped our country when we were getting founded. Over the years, we've done business together, and we fought a couple of wars together. But in the 20th century, in the last half of the 20th century, the relationship was a little stormier maybe than before. Where do you think things are today between France and America?
Well, relationships have been stormy since the very beginning, since the 18th century. But we never went at war against each other, right?
Right.
And so recently, I mean, Donald Trump is a problem for France, not because he's Donald Trump. Maybe we are not pro or against him, but it's quite unpredictable, and we don't really understand what he wants from France and from Europe regarding, for example, NATO, military defense, and free trade. So we like to understand him better. And at the end of the day, like always, I mean, France and the United States will find a way to stay together and work together. I'm not very anxious about that. So it's a transition period, which is a bit difficult because Trump is so new for us that we don't really understand right now what he expects from us.
He is such a different individual, and with his lifestyle over the years and everything, I would think he'd be someone the French would admire. I mean, he reminds me in some ways, he reminds me of some of your leaders.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he could be French in a way. I mean, we are very interested in Trump. There is no hostility vis-à-vis Trump, and he was kind enough to attend, the 14th of July military parade.
Right.
And we wait for him in Paris for the November 11th parade, celebrating the end of World War
I. Right,
No problem here, but we would like him to be very clear about what you really expect.
Well, he was clear. Pardon me. He has been clear about NATO. He just said Europeans need to pay more.
I think the NATO controversy is over now.
Good.
And he asked, but Obama also asked Europeans to spend more money in NATO. And that's what France is doing. I mean, France is increasing its military expenses year after year.
Right.
Because we have with the United States common enemies like Iran and Russia, for example. So I think the NATO problem is solved, and now we have to solve the free trade problem and understand exactly what Trump wants. But basically, both countries are pro-trade and they are not protectionist. So it's really on the margin that we may have controversies.
Well, in terms of the trade issue, and we're going to get into this more in the next segment. Terms of the trade issue, which country do you think is going to be the biggest stumbling block to resolving in Europe? Is it going to be France, England? Is it going to be Germany? What do you think?
I think it will be England because nobody knows where England is going these days.
Because of Brexit.
They are in a messy situation.
Yeah, because they're exiting the European Union.
They're exiting Europe, but many British thought this is a big mistake. They really don't know how to solve the problem in which they put themselves. I mean, France is stable. Europe is relatively stable. So the agreement between the United States and European Union, including France, is no big deal. I mean, we'll do it. I'm not worried about that. It's our common interest.
Right. Guy, you want to give us your website, please?
FranceAmerique.com, very easy.
FranceAmerique, AmericQue. You know how to spell France.
Q-U-E at the end, please.
There you go, at the end. We're here to do that. And is that .com or .c?
.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's the magazine's website. So take a quick break, right back to Guy Sermon. We're going to talk about trade on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.